Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
All right, the U.S. penny has been in circulation since the late 18th century. As you've probably heard, its days are numbered potentially. The Department of Government Efficiency, run by Elon Musk, says it wants to get rid of it. In a post on X, where else, Musk in fiscal year 2023 said it cost taxpayers more than $179 million to make pennies. That equates to 3 cents for every penny made.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes. The Mint says it circulated about 4 billion pennies that year. And then it had a report that said it takes 3.7 cents to produce and distribute one penny, which was a 20% increase from the previous year.
Okay.
All right, so I have some facts about this. First of all, when they were originally started, pennies were made of copper, pure copper. Now there are 97.5% zinc. The first penny, known as the Fujio cent, was designed by Benjamin Franklin. Of course, he is also known for the saying, a penny saved is a penny earned.
That's right.
And again, 97.5% zinc and 2.5% copper these days.
Are you sure it's not 97.1?
It is.
I'm just checking. Could be. Stop.
All right. The Department of Defense in 1980 actually banned the use of pennies at overseas military bases because the coins were deemed too heavy and not cost-effective to ship. Also, the difference between the face value of a coin and the actual cost to make it is known as seigniorage. Never heard that word before this morning.
As opposed to senioritis, it's seigniorage.
Seigniorage.
Yes.
Other countries have gotten rid of the penny, like Canada in 2012. Australia stopped making them in 1992.
What? How do you feel about that? I mean, I would think that you would generally get support for something like that. Except that famously, retailers like to say you can get if you call now, you can get it for $39.95 or $39.99.
Right.
And they're always using odd numbers. Eliminating it would simply mean rounding it up to the nearest five, right? And
yeah.
Using a nickel.
But then exactly. You lose 4 cents. The consumer will lose 4 cents every time that they do that.
So the penny allows for exact pricing.
Would. Yeah.
To
no,
your
the
point.
Consumer would because the retailer would raise it up
or
4 cents.
They could just lower it from 99 to 95.
Yes.
Remember, the point is they think if it's just a penny off the next highest dollar, people think they're getting a deal.
They're not.
So they would probably lower it to 95 instead of raising it to rounding it up a penny.
Well, one study in Canada, since they've done it since 2012, found that penny rounding at grocery stores cost customers $3.2 million Canadian dollars, which is about $2.5 million U.S.
Okay.
So that's one of the impacts. And there's also a factor that maybe you didn't think of is time. The use of pennies in paying for things takes time.
Yes.
It adds time to transactions. A study by Walgreens and the National Association of Convenience Stores found that pennies add 2 or 3 seconds to every cash transaction. The average citizen, that means, wastes 730 seconds a year, 12 minutes paying with pennies. And this costs the U.S. economy about $1 billion a year.
I wonder what it costs, just out of interest, because you said there's a cost to creating currency.
Yeah.
What's a dollar bill cost, I wonder? I mean, I know it's printed on a linen-like piece of material, and it can't last longer than a penny, I wouldn't think. I wonder what the cost of production is. I wonder if they take that into consideration at all. And what is the argument against just ending it? I mean, who's fighting it? Any idea?
Okay.
I mean, who's opposed to it?
Found your answers. $1 and $2 bills cost 3.2 cents to make.
Oh, wow.
$5 bill costs 5.3 cents to make. 10, 5.5. I don't know why it costs more to make these higher currencies. Well, I know why, like the 100. 100 takes 9.5 cents to make because they have to put all the safety things in.
Okay.
And the 20s, I know, those cost 6 cents. They have the reflecting things. You know how they, when they take it and they put that marker on there? That is why it costs 6 cents.
But a penny costs 3 cents.
Yes.
Interesting.
So it costs as much to make a dollar.
In terms of who would be in favor of this or not, you know, opposed to it, it would probably affect low-income people more than others because they tend to pay with cash more.
Okay.
So that's one issue. Charities have often done penny drives. That's probably something that's going away anyway. But yeah, I think it's hard to make too many arguments in opposition to dropping the penny because of the costs associated with it. And two-thirds of the pennies that go into circulation never come back. So people have them in their closets, in sock drawers, in, you know, in jars, and they keep them and they save them. And I guess Coinstar gets some of them, charging you 12.5%.
Right. So I mean, find yourself a bank that'll do that and not charge you for it, an arm and a leg.
Your bank will...
Like U.S. Bank, not all their locations, but when I used to bank with them, they had those machines in there and they'd run that for you. I don't think there was a charge to do it.
Yeah, usually your bank will do it for you.
Yeah.
It's...
They won't do it for a non-customer.
Right,
correct.
That's why the Coinstar
exists. Just ask your bank.
I use the Coinstar because I just can't stand having tons of change around. And why not, you know, make it into dollar bills? And so I do that every so often, every few months. But I know, like,
but you
my
lose
parents.
12 cents a dollar.
Yeah, I know. But I'm willing to make that trade for the convenience of it. And the opposition is my parents have like these huge buckets of pennies that they save forever.
Yeah.
I mean, if I worked at a bank, I would say, no, you can't bring that in here.
I love the guy that gets mad because he owes taxes or something, or he owes a fine to the state and he pays it in pennies. Yeah. Brings it in a wheelbarrow and drops it off in the lobby.
The ticket bureau downtown for St. Louis City says they do not take change, so don't try it.
Yeah,
remember that Seinfeld episode when Kramer wanted to use change? He wanted to pay for everything with change, so he's walking around in his cargo pants are filled with change, and then he tries to pay for the pizza, and he goes, "No, I need dollar bills."
I think. Tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, it's taken. My father walked around with a couple $100 in his wallet. He always had cash. To my knowledge, the man never used an ATM. Like, if he needed money after hours, he wanted to have it with him. It's just the way he was. I was 100% opposite. I was very likely to never have more than $10 because I knew I could go to the ATM and get cash if I needed it. And if not, I was using my card to buy things. But I'm even doing less of that these days. Like, I used to fill up a coin jar, and every once in a while, like you, take it up to the bank, dump it out, get $60, $70, $80 out of this coin jar, and then, you know, go buy a bottle of bourbon or something with it or use it as extra cash. And I don't think I filled up a coin jar in 2 or 3 years. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, it definitely is different these days with cashless society. But I do think there is an advantage for having cash in that you see your money differently. You watch it go out of your wallet as opposed to, you know, just clipping it on a card and then you get a bill in a month later. It's much easier to stack up some debt. Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, cash does make a difference.
It does make a difference for you, and if you're not keeping a close eye on that debit card balance, for sure. Interesting subject. I haven't thought about that in a long time, Scott. But I certainly have a bunch of pennies at the house.
Doge wants to get rid of it.
Doge? Well, I heard on the way in here this morning that so far they have identified about $2.5 trillion in savings, in recommendations that could lead to us saving $2 or $3 trillion as a part of our budget.
Well, I would think if this administration doesn't do anything else, government efficiency has been a huge problem for many decades.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be an amazing problem to partially solve.
Attack. Anyway, well, let's hope they do it. I don't really know. I don't know what to expect, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.